Read on. February 2025. Britain's libraries provide more than just books. You may think of public libraries as simply places books are kept, but the ones in the UK often provide services that have little to do with reading. By John Bilstein. In Matt Haig's 2020 novel, The Midnight Library, a struggling British teenager is saved from a nervous breakdown by her school librarian, Mrs. Elm. And that's not as unrealistic as you might think. Both school and public libraries in the UK have a proud tradition of keeping their customers instructed, connected, and indeed healthy. If it weren't for them, many communities in the UK would probably go into shutdown. The cost of living crisis has hit the British economy hard, and many people are in survival mode. The crisis has also affected public services, including around 800 libraries that were closed down in the UK over the last few years. Yet walking through the door of one of Britain's 4,000 or so remaining public libraries is like entering a model of inclusion. Membership is free and everyone is more than welcome. But not everybody enjoys reading, so libraries these days have turned into community centres and social hubs. Some months ago, The Guardian journalist and editor, Ida Edimariam, spent several days researching for an article at Battle Library in Reading, in the south of England. She found it not so much a library as a business development centre, a community centre, and a mental health care provider, and so much more. This is not an idealisation. LibraryOn.org, which is funded by Arts Council England and helps libraries online and off, lists the various things that people living in England and Wales can expect their local libraries to do for them, and it's impressive. Apart from the opportunity to borrow books and read in peace, customers usually enjoy free digital content, a home service that provides free book delivery and collection for those who cannot leave the house, lots of fun activities for kids, plus loads of courses to help customers develop new skills, including advice for anyone trying to set up their own business. However, today's library staff also has to deal with situations that are closer to social work than librarianship. For example, lots of customers, including recent arrivals to the country, ask for help with their paperwork. At the same time, the Library Home Service is expected to keep an eye on elderly or disabled people, while front desk workers offer moral support to regulars with minor mental health issues. Librarians in the UK earn £27,000 on average, according to prospects.ac.uk, which matches university graduates with suitable jobs. That's a relatively small salary for a job involving duties that go well beyond their qualifications. Librarians are trained to know about books and how to catalogue them, and front desk roles also require excellent people skills. However, they're not care workers by training. We risk becoming a social safety net. Our staff are not clinical staff, Nick Poole, former CEO of the Library Association, CILIP, told The Guardian. Customers, though, are very happy with their friendly and helpful library staff. We love our library. It's the central hub of our community. It's part of the reason we haven't moved, Alex, a resident of Sandwell in the West Midlands, told LibraryOn.org. Read by Trevor Edwards.